this morning. We are going to have morning chanting. Morning chanting is on page 18. What about that sister? Manage to find your notes or not? That sister. Your notes? You cannot find. You can borrow this one. After the morning puja, we will have some simple morning exercises over this side. Then those who wants to learn some qigong, tai chi, you can learn from our uncle C. The rest can just meditate for a while if you want to. morning, we are going to do the morning puja first. Take out your chanting book, turn to page 18, 3, pass the mic to Joyce. After the morning chanting, we will have some simple exercises, then followed by meditation. Then after the meditation, 7:30, we will go down for breakfast. So you can just approach me just now. Some of them need to cut fruits and all those things, and they need a bit more time. So our meditation will end about 5 minutes earlier, 7:25 instead of 7:30. Okay. I think we can start the morning puja. So page 18, 18. The first one is dedication of offering. Okay, we can start now.
To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully gained in perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple who had practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings with rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one.
Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one.
Now let us chant in the praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one,
the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy. In this world with his God, demons and kind spirits, in seekers and sages, celestials and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to the teaching. I bow my head to the truth.
Now let us chant the praise of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, who has practiced with integrity. That is the four path, the eight kinds of noble beings. They are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasions for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being. Purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment, this way he has been known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is to come, aging is to come, and death is to come. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are to come. Association with the dislike is to come. Separation from the like is to come. Not attaining one's wishes is to come. In brief, the five realms of the grasping mind are to come. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feelings, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in this way. In addition, he further instructed, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formations are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self, mental formations are not self, consciousness is not self. All conditions are impermanent.
there is no self in the Creator or the Uncreator. All of us are bound by birth, aging, and death,
by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, bounded by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering.
The Blessed One, who long ago attained parinibbana, is our refuge.
So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, and the perfectly enlightened One, who long ago attained parinibbana, we have gone forth with faith from home to homelessness, and the Blessed One, we practice the holy life, being fully equipped this bhikkhu system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of this whole mess of suffering.
Okay, we will do our closing homage in Pali. Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa Buddha bhagavatam avivadebi Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami. Okay. So we have finished our morning puja. I must apologize to you. I got a very bad blocked nose last night. I don't know what happened. So I will need to check with any of you. Anybody got medicine for blocked nose? Good, very good. Blocked nose, no, must be wrong, not running nose. No. Blocked nose. I had never gotten a blocked nose before. Last night, the first time I got it. What is it? Oh no, cannot. The antihistamine make me worse. Well, antihistamine is for sneezing, runny nose. So when you take, it becomes blocked nose. It's okay, don't worry. Thank you. Anyway, if you have, you give me one. I won't take now, I will take later. Stick there.
Your nose will open up so you can breathe better.
Oh, okay. You will open for me. Never mind.
Now or later?
If stick one, I can do that.
You wash your face, right?
I'll wash already. Oh, thank you.
Oh, do I help? No, it's okay, alright. You open your nostril 30%.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you.
What about the nostril cleaner?
No. No. It's okay, Thank you so much. Okay, I will teach you some form of simple exercise. Then after that, hopefully I also recover. Then we can continue. But the next session is meditation, so no problem. So what I have here is, I wrote in the email, this is the weight I was referring to. But if you don't have, you use water bottle. If you don't have, also never mind. You learn from Uncle. Uncle will teach you Tai Chi. Okay, somebody on the light over the other side. Then we can assemble there, mindfully. you come out mindfully, then you walk there. Then we can have our 10 to 15 minutes of morning exercise. Thank you. Okay, can we quickly, mindfully walk here, assemble in straight line, facing me, then we can start. Okay, initially we need to exercise our arm. So I will show you some form of simple exercise. Then after that, we do some running on the spot. Then I will show you the weight exercises. Okay, all ready? You make sure you got some space to do, because you will swing your hand and all those things. Okay, now we start. You swing 5 times, then repeat another 5 times, Then anti-clockwise, Just now was clockwise, now we do anti-clockwise, Okay. Then I will change the exercise, then you follow me, okay? And we will do some running on the spot, Okay. Then after that, we will do some like Qigong exercise. You just relax body and mind. Then mindfully, you just swing your arm. But I will show it to you. I have to put the mic down. Sorry. Your leg, you need to have a stand. Then the hand will go up, both hands, then you swing back, like you draw the chi, you draw the chi, do it as many times as you can, Okay. After that, we will do some mindfulness exercise. Huh? This mindfulness, you can either use your hand. Huh? You close your eye, you just feel. Body and mind as one means your mind with the hand. Huh? As you move. You have to feel, just feel, don't think. Yeah? The mind and the hand move as one. Yeah? When you move up, you breathe in. Okay, now we will do the slow one. Huh? This will be the last breathing exercise before we do the weight. Huh? So this one is easier. Huh? This one you just, you either stand straight or you widen your leg a bit with a stand. Huh? Then you put both your hands up. Huh? I will show it to you. Then you mindfully do the breathing again. Huh? Means body and mind aware. Both the hand. Huh? Means when you bring it up, it's aware. Huh? Bring it down, it's aware. Then it's up to you. Whether breathing in, you move up. Breathing out, you move down. It's up to you. Huh? I will do it for you. Then we continue for about, it's up to you, 10 or 15 times. Huh? The rhythm is up to you. Huh? If your mindfulness is slow, you can move slowly. Huh? If your mindfulness is fast, initially you just do fast. To get it into rhythm, don't worry whether you are mindful or not. Just do it, body and mind. After a while, you do it every morning, every evening. After a while, you will know what mindfulness is. You will just silent. Then you will reach a point where body and mind move as one. No thought. Yeah. You continue to do. Then after that, if you want to alternate between this movement and just now that movement also can. Huh? Okay. Then we will do some weight exercise, but most of you don't have weight. Huh? Never mind, I just show you what you're supposed to do. Huh? Later on, when you got the water bottle, huh? Then next day or what we can do. After that, I will ask uncle to teach you Qigong. So easier. I show you the weight one. Today I just show. Then tomorrow or what. Maybe those who want to do, you practice without weight. Okay. When you do all this, you have to be very mindful, body and mind as one, you move. I can do about 15 times for each of these exercises because I train for a few months already. Last time I do 10, then I stop. Okay, so I will now continue all the 6 type of exercise. Everyone, you do 15. The first one is, this direction I move, then I move this direction. Also 15. Like this one, consider one exercise. Okay. Then after that, I will do the second, the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. You all have a look. If you forget, don't worry. Okay. Okay, that completes the exercise. Then after that, up to you. You want to swing your pelvic or what? You just swing. Then for those who can do this, you can do like that. You can shake your buttock. You can make 10 clockwise, then 10 anti-clockwise. Okay, with that, you should be more relax and your breathing also will be much better. Then after that, if you do your meditation, when you walk, you will be very surprised. You are very mindful compared to before. Then even when you sit, it's like a lot easier. You settle down very fast. So now I pass over to Uncle Wee to show you some Qigong exercise. Where is Sister Yip? Where is Sister Yip? Oh, you need to talk to him. He can't hear anything. Can he guide, show a bit of Tai Chi? Oh, okay. So, yes, Uncle just do the 24. Okay. Kong Tung Wan. Mandarin, Mandarin. Can you use Mandarin? No problem. Use Mandarin. Yeah.
Everyone want to play Tai Chi. So I cannot
speak Mandarin now.
I can only speak Mandarin. Because Tai Chi is Mandarin.
Going to show 24 style. This is Yang Xia Tai Chi. So I think because
if
the short one, just follow lah. But if you want a copy, you can
pain,
give
him
later.
What's the set? Get your one. There are English and Chinese on here. Easy to learn. Thank you.
左右二步，呼，这个意思，对，啊，嗯，对，嗯，再来一次。第三句，手绘琵琶抱琵琶，啊，叫他到前宫，退步，啊，再来退步，再来。抛个球，篮球，我要说声抛球，用个篮球的。到了这边，一个单边，云手，加一个单边。再来一个高探马，
马头，
高探马，一只手，三只，正脚，右正脚，双肩撞，左正肩，左正脚。
Sadhu, very good. Okay, maintain mindfulness, huh? Don't get yourself carried away. Very good. Okay, mindfully walk back to your place, huh? You have to maintain mindfulness, huh? As you walk. Thank you. Okay. Can. Yeah, it's very good. Okay, mindfully return to your seat. Then you can do your formal meditation now. I want to just make a few, maybe pointers so that you can get it right. Okay. Okay, this is good timing. We still got about 40 minutes before the what I should say breakfast break. What I suggest is for those who are helping out, you leave this place at about 7:25 to go down and do the cutting of fruits and get ready. Those who don't have duty, you can 7:30 stop and mindfully go down and have your breakfast. Okay. So now you should do your formal meditation. You mindfully return to your seat, then mindfully get into posture, then you meditate. You will see the big difference. So this style of exercise should help you a lot. Then the Tai Chi that uncle teach you, once you already know the movement, you should do it with mindfulness. When you do it with mindfulness, there is no thought. You just body and mind move as one. So all those movements that he teach you is very good. Okay, now you can do your formal meditation. You all can help to off some light. Then those who want to walk, you walk. Those who want to sit, you walk, sit. Those who want to bow, you can bow. The bowing, for those who are new, you can do the 5-point prostration. But every time you pay respect, because we used to say homage to the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one, and that is too long. You say that and bow, that is a bit too long. So you cut short. You cut short to homage to the Sakyamuni Buddha, then you bow. Homage to the Sakyamuni Buddha, then you bow, then you come out. As you recite, you can be mindful, body and mind as one, you bow. You just do. Don't try to know anything, just bow. It's like walking, just walk. Until one day the mindfulness comes, you will know one. As long as your body and mind is one, body and mind is one, when you walk, body and mind is one, the sati will come. Don't try to use your thought to note anything or aware of anything or think that this is sati, it is not sati. Forget about it. Just do. Like swimming, you jump into the pool. Finally, when you know how to float, you will know what flotation is. Then you just move. You can swim already. You no need to how to learn how to swim. Swimming is very easy when you know that your natural body is already in the state of buoyancy, so you don't try to float. If you try to float, it's like you try to be mindful. Because your body is lighter than water, you just relax and let go of everything. It will just float by itself. So your mind is originally already in sati, before you think, before it stir. So you just silent, it's already in sati. When you silent, every movement, your mind will be with it. That's why body and mind as one. That is kaya nupasana. Okay? So now you do your formal meditation. After that, we will meet down there for breakfast. Okay? For those who are on duty, if you want to leave, you can leave now. It's about 7:25. For those who are not on duty, you can continue for another 5 minutes. Okay, you can break for breakfast, huh? Then after that we come back here at 8:30, huh? Okay.